This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, we're starting off the show with a little shout out to principals. Now, what's interesting is we kick off every single show. It's Obi, Chloe Slater here. And we do this dedication, but today's hits close to home because, Chloe, you've got a couple principals in your life.
Yes. You don't remember your principals growing up?
I remember principals. I've been called into the office many a time. It would be rude if I didn't know their names.
Oh, so they were for bad reasons that you were in the principal's office.
They were good. I kept them having a job to do, right?
I'll give some love to Mr. Ziegelhofer. He was an assistant principal. I don't remember any of my principals' names.
Well, I can't forget mine because for the longest time, mine was my grandma. She was the principal of the school that I went to, gosh, when I was 2.5 all the way up to 8th grade. And then my dad was the assistant principal at the high school that I went to. So I really can't forget the ones that are in my life.
Wow. Now we know how she became president of her senior class.
That is not true.
Chloe.
You weren't president?
I was president, okay. But it was not a cheat, okay?
Yeah, your dad was ripping
elected.
Down. Your dad was ripping down the competitors' posters.
No, that is so not true.
Man, all right, so to you principals out there, assistant principals, just thank you for a job. I mean, it is a job. I call it operations because you're dealing with more than just the students. You're having to deal with the mental health of your actual faculty and everybody from lunch ladies to janitors to teachers. So to y'all this morning, from us here at K92.3, the National Anthem.
Always get to do it, shouting somebody out we don't know, but we certainly feel like it when it's all said and done. I wish they were our best friends, right, Chloe?
Absolutely. And the school drop-off line, OB Slater, you both have kiddos. It can be chaotic in the morning, and it's always nice when you see a familiar face in the lines as the kiddos get out for school. So as we wrap up the school year, I want to make sure that we highlight this person, Frank Johnson. He volunteers at Pershing School here in Orlando, and every morning he joins the safety patrol, the assistant principal, and a few other teachers to open the car doors and welcome the kiddos to school. And here's Frank talking more about it.
Right now, there's a safety patrol is out, but they'll leave at 8:35, and it'll just be me. And I've been doing it since I came back to school after COVID. It started because of no safety patrol after COVID. I just haven't quit.
Man, so you said they all call him what?
So they call him Grandpa, and this just tells you the type of guy that Frank is. There is one student who lost his grandparents and had asked Frank, hey, will you be my grandpa? And so that started, right? And then he went to all his classmates, oh, Frank's my grandpa. And then, well, I want him to be my grandpa too. And the entire school has embraced him now as they call him their grandpa.
You know, I lost one of my grandfathers when I was 5, and I lost another one probably when I was like 9 or 10. So to affectionately have somebody that you could kind of, I mean, they'll never take the place, but to put in that place now while you're alive is so cool.
Yeah, did you look in the lost and found?
Later.
Hey, sometimes things get confusing.
Yes, they're up and
that
heavy.
Is terrible.
We'll reunite soon.
You know what? For anyone that actually is stepping up in that way, right, where you're filling a void in a lot of kids' lives. And I was so scared and petrified, I even stuck a stuffed animal in my backpack every single day until, I can't believe I'm admitting this, until I was like in sixth grade, because I was scared of going to school. And knowing you got somebody that's actually there looking out for you and making sure you get there safe, isn't that what any parent, like, that's a dream?
Yeah, for some people, it's a janitor. For some people, it's the officer that's on duty that's always at the school. You know, for some people, it's the favorite teacher that's not even my teacher, but I just like that when I pass by the hallways, he gives me a high five.
Absolutely. Yeah. And think about those kiddos. When they open up that car door every morning, Frank is the first person they see, that warm smile, the warm hug. And so they get to start off the day off on just a great foot.
That
so
matters.
To Frank, yes, for volunteering his time and bringing so much joy to so many kiddos here in Central Florida this morning, especially that car line that right there is doing the right thing.
Doing the right thing. Brought to you by
Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors. For more, rbafla.com.
Doing the right thing. On K92.3.
This is K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. We are right around the corner from playing the $1,000 minute. If you think you have what it takes, All it is 60 seconds, 10 questions, and you could be $1,000 richer just like that within 3 minutes. I think that's how long, like us saying hello to the time we say goodbye, 3 minutes, $1,000 minute. You could be $1,000 richer.
So let's talk about this treasure, and where did you bring it back for us?
Yeah. The good thing is you guys can... That's a good point. Where's ours?
I would like a souvenir.
Yeah, you can't steal from Wakaiva River and bring it out of there. As a matter of fact, there are signs posted when you go to the actual springs of Wakaiva River that say that you are not allowed to take any artifacts, which I would assume are rocks or anything that is natural to the springs.
That's archaeology. That's a different art, right? Is that rocks?
All right. So the reason why I wanted to get to this is because, our group, our fraternity, Sons of Thunder, we put together a river day that all of us were going to take the kayaks and just go out and hit the river. Just trying to do some things to get the guys, more bonding and just more friendships and wingmen. And so we did this and I said, man, this is going to be so great because we're going to be there on Thursday for Springs and Strings. And I personally, the last time that I went on Wakaiva River, and let me say this because the person who gave me my kayak yesterday, the dude who gave me, who issued it to me said, because I told him the story, I said, the last time I was on Wakaiva River was probably 15 years ago.
Wow.
With Erica before we were husband and wife. And we almost were not husband and wife by the time we pulled back in.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah.
So and it was one of those days.
And so the dude told me, he said, no, that's called the breakup cruise. He said, it's literally called the breakup cruise. You get a couple, you put them in a canoe together, and there's a run that you can do, okay? So I'm educating some for the very first time, but Wakaiva River, it splits off. And if you go to Rock Springs, it's an eight-hour trek. 8 hour trek on canoe.
And you can't get off anywhere?
There are spots where you can stop, but your car's 8 hours in the opposite direction.
Forget it. Yeah.
So that was the cruise that almost broke my wife and I up. And I remember telling my wife, you and I, we can never be part of an American race or like the greatest American race.
So that
or any
wasn't
of those.
The route yes. that you took yesterday.
We took the easy route, which took us to the springs. First time I ever took that route. And y'all, we see the route because it's behind us for Springs and Strings when our artist is playing mm-hmm. behind us. That's the route. That's the route that you would take to get to the springs. I was so impressed. There's an area where you have to like kind of pull in your kayaks because there's no kayaks allowed, no boats allowed because it's free swimming and people are jumping in.
Oh, yeah.
People are swimming all the way down to the actual spring where you can see the bubbles coming up and get there
early.
Is
the water clear? I've never done this before. So like if you could paint the picture, what is it like? You just can pull up your cars and pull out coolers and hang out for the day?
Yeah. So what I had was I had a backpack cooler because I wasn't sure about the cooler rules. I didn't want to show up with a Yeti and, a Yeti on a kayak.
Heavy.
Just, yeah. Bigfoot comes over and it's like, really, bro? Really now?
Oh, I get the Yeti.
Yeah.
And you park your car there at Wakaiva. You know, our fantastic friends there will take care of you. And it was just really great. And I thought to myself, I said, man, I've never taken my kids here. Like the springs, people were jumping, people were playing,
awesome.
People were swimming. There were shallow parts. There were deep parts if you wanted to swim all the way down to the actual springs. And anyways, I said to myself, I said, I've got to talk about this on the air because we talk about Springs and Strings all the time, mm-hmm. right? And we have a fantastic concert out there. Sometimes there'll be people kayaking. One time there was a dude who caught a bass while one of our artists was playing. But never have I taken the trip to actually go down to the springs, and that was awesome. But I will warn you, by about 11:30, 12 o'clock, it was packed. Mm. So get there early.
The route you took, how long did that take?
To get to the springs from the island, okay? So I'm talking about from the island where the restaurant is and all that hanging out. So, it'd be, I mean, maybe 30 minutes?
Oh, okay. That's not, easy.
That's not bad.
And, oh my God, I'm not even telling you guys about the fact that it felt like Disney, meaning there was a mama duck with all her little ducklings sitting on a log. They did not move for all the kayakers coming by. There was a 6-foot gator that was chilling on a palm getting sun.
Fantastic.
Didn't move for anybody.
It's kind of rude. Right?
He was well out of the pathway, but yeah. It was just cool to be able to take videos and say, man, this is right here at our fingertips.
It's a Florida treasure. Like you said that earlier, Obi, like how blessed are we that we get to have this right in our backyard and get to experience this. I've obviously been to Wakaiva Island, but I've never done this whole kayak trip. And now with the start of summer, I'm like, I've got to get up on a Saturday morning and go with my girlfriends and do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And maybe turn it into a race since you're so competitive, Chloe.
You know? guys think I'm really that competitive?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Tammy's going to be like, oh, yeah, Chloe.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Now, the good thing is, Jay, because Springs and Strings, sadly, on Thursday, is sold out. That island only has a certain capacity. But Jay's got your tickets. So coming right around 10 o'clock-ish is when he's going
to
hook you up.
Yes. But ladies, now is the chance to shoot your shot if you've had the hots for Bailey Zimmerman. How? Why? That whole access is in 6 minutes.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's all access.
Ladies, now's your chance to shoot your shot at Bailey Zimmerman if you wanted to. We'll talk about that and hearing from him in 2 minutes. I know. But first, it's official. Yellowstone is filming the second half of season 5. Forrest Smith, he plays Lloyd in the show if you watch it. He shared on social media that he's back in Montana finishing up Yellowstone. So that's how we are like, yes, it's a confirmed. Yes, it's happening. And it looks like part 2 of season 5 will air in November.
Gosh, we gotta wait till the end of the year
for this?
I saw a meme of like waiting for the Yellowstone to continue. It's just a bag of bones, like sitting on the side, like a skeleton.
Well, it's funny. A lot of them, I'm sure by now, have all tried to maybe go back to their agents and say, hey, I need another gig.
Right. Mean,
just in case this doesn't kick back up. Yeah. And the last thing you want is to be part of such a show that's on fire.
Huge.
And then people forget about you. So I can imagine these actors are probably like, yes, thank God.
And American Idol just wrapped up. It was this past season, though, that Katy Perry, she announced she wouldn't be returning as a judge. And Jelly Roll joined as a guest mentor. And we thought maybe they were going to try, you know, him out, see how he did, make him the next judge. He did great. The judges loved him. Everyone loved him on that show. But Katy Perry just shared that she doesn't think Jelly Roll should replace her because, quote, that would be too many men, let's be honest. But we love Jelly Roll, and I'd love for him to be on the show whenever it's appropriate. So she said no this year because who do we have? We have Lionel Richie, Luke Bryan, and then Jelly Roll. That would be three guys. I totally get it where they're like, hey, we got to mix it up. Let's throw a girl in there. But you never know.
I think Jelly Roll is too positive for Katy Perry.
I think
Katy's to replace Katy Perry?
Yeah, I think Katy's like, no, you need someone like me in there.
Oh my gosh. I love her.
But with the dynamic, I don't, because Lionel, like Luke Bryan's a jokester, but Lionel is, you know, he's easy like Sunday morning. That's what they say. That's what he is.
Hey, I would not be surprised though if eventually we do see Jelly Roll as one of the judges, even if it's not on American Idol, something like The Voice. So we'll see what ends up happening. We love you, Jelly. I say that all the time because we really do just love him. And we're excited to see Bailey Zimmerman in October. He's headlining Country Thunder Friday night. Ladies, now is your chance to go for it. Slide into his DMs. He's very single. Bailey's been taking his clothes off at the end of shows. If you've been seeing it, why? He's sharing.
I just want to find a wife, bro. I just want to find a wife. I just figured I'm going to show them who I am. They could be like, oh, I wouldn't like him. Or, oh, I would like that.
Oh my gosh, and I saw he recently made a post too. He was like, hey, I'm thinking about getting back on Tinder. What's everyone's thoughts? Should I go for it? So that's what I'm saying. Like, ladies, take the chance, message him. You never, ever know.
Yeah, it's a good strategy. Just swipe right on everything and then actually see who somebody really is. Right, Chloe? Is that what you do?
What are you looking at me for?
I'm asking because you're the single one in the room. Is that what girls usually do when they're swiping?
I do not swipe right on everybody.
Okay, but other are
so
your
when
friends.
When you swipe right, if you're not on the dating app, that means you're matching and you
that
like
means
them.
You like the person.
Okay, well, right? Listen, if you come across Bailey, definitely swipe right. You can tell these stories up online, K923Orlando.com. We got $1,000 minute, 10 trivia questions, 60 seconds on the clock. If you want to play, sign up on the K923 app. We'll give you a call that at 710.
Obie, Chloe, and Slater's $1,000 Minute.
K92.3.
Hey, what's up, Frankie?
Nothing much, sir.
Yes, sir. And we appreciate you for signing up for the $1,000 Minute. This is something amazing that we love to do. Hey, let's learn a little bit about you. Like, do you have any animals? Do you have any dogs or anything like that?
I do. I have three little rescue dogs.
Hey, aww, that so says sweet. A lot about what kind of heart you have, Frankie.
Where did you rescue them from?
Okay, one came was a Hurricane Irma rescue.
Wow.
One was just kind of living in the streets. The other one was he was tossed out of his home after 7 years, so we got
him. Hey, well, I hope you get this $1,000 so this way you could fund those dogs'
absolutely.
Food for a long time.
That's beautiful.
All right, so 60 sweet. Seconds, okay. 10 questions.
All right, Frankie, any of these questions, you can say pass. We'll come to them at the end, but whatever answer you lock in first is what I have to take, okay?
Okay.
So do not guess, all right? Right. Just say pass if you don't actually know it, all right?
Obi, you got the clock ready?
I got the clock ready.
With question number one, what's 23% of 100?
23.
If your doctor referred you to an oncologist, what medical condition do you have?
Cancer.
Cabo St. Lucas is a city in which country?
Oh, pass.
What movie had the famous tagline, "The true story of a real fake"?
Pass.
What month comes after October?
November.
The TV series Better Call Saul is a prequel to what other TV show?
No, pass.
What is the study of the Earth's history and the processes that have shaped its surface called?
Can you repeat that?
What is the study of the Earth's history and the processes that have shaped its surface called?
Pass. I'm going to think about that real quick.
True or false, Paul McCartney and John Lennon wrote a song famous by the Rolling Stones?
True.
If listed alphabetically, what day of the week comes first?
Ooh, and that's
hard, right? You go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Trying to run through them all.
Frankie, it is okay. So let's start at the top, all right? So one that you passed on, because you got the first couple right, Mexico is the city, Cabo San Lucas. That's where that's located, okay? That's
what country it is. Okay, I wasn't sure. That's why I had to think a minute. Okay.
If you saw Tom Hanks and Leonardo DiCaprio in the movie Catch Me If You Can in 2002, True Story of a Real Fake is where that's from. Breaking Bad is the TV series Better Call Saul is a prequel of. Geology is the Earth's history and processes.
Right.
And we didn't get to that last one, which was Friday. That's alphabetically the day of the week. You didn't get $1,000, but you are going to see Kane Brown next week.
See you next week, Frankie.
Excellent. Okay.
Boom,
I love
Frankie.
Kane Brown. I'm good with that. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You got Tyler Hubbard of Florida Georgia Line opening up. Parmalee's part of that ticket. Woo. So, Frankie, we'll see you out there, brother.
You better come say hi.
Okay. I will. Thank you.
Minute. Let's see how you do. Join up on the K-92-3 app to play.
But up next, our guy has a family tradition that goes way back to when the University of Miami started. And his daughter is about to break that tradition, making the worst choice. That panic button in 6 minutes.
K-92-3. Time to hit the panic button with Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Talking to Dirk over in Longwood. Dirk, you're hitting the panic button. Why?
I'm really upset right now, and I can't talk to my wife about this because she does not see my perspective. I need somebody to help me out here. So,
what's going on?
We are a generational University of Miami fan base family. My grandfather's grandfather went to University of Miami when it was first built, and then every step along the way, everybody in our family has gone to University of Miami. So
nice.
we're huge Hurricanes.
Big UM fans.
My daughter was lucky enough and worked hard enough to be able to get a full ride to UM.
Wow.
And oh, my gosh.
Nice.
That's amazing.
So exciting. And she's dating this bum who's going to Florida State. Guess where my daughter also got a scholarship to?
Oh, my God.
Florida State.
And she's going to go tag along with this guy that she's not even going to be dating here in 4 months because he's a bum. And she's going to Florida State with him. And I can't get over this, guys. And I really need somebody to help me off the ledge because I am hitting the panic button hard.
What's your wife say about all this?
Oh, she's all happy. And she's like, oh, we can just go wear the Florida State stuff. It's not that big a deal. It's a big deal to me, and I can't stand it.
Oh, like the proud parent shirts? I love it.
I can't stand it. I can't do it.
Yeah, if you're used to orange and green, there's no way you're going to wear garnet and gold.
Yeah, but you got to be a proud dad, Dirk.
No, I'm not proud. I'm upset and angry, and I'm disappointed, and I need you guys to be with me on this.
Okay, Dirk, I mean, come on. The number one thing is that your daughter's going to school. That's a huge win. And the fact that she got two scholarships to two different schools, great parenting.
Well, thanks for that. But yeah, I mean, as long as she doesn't end up a communications major, we'll be okay. But still, somebody be with me here.
Hey, Dirk, how long has your daughter been dating her boyfriend?
I mean, they've been dating for 2 years, but this kid's not going anywhere in life. He is a loser. And honestly, I need her to see that. I need your guys' help.
Like, do you think he's a bum because he's going to this school and taking her away? Or have you thought this all along?
Well, no, he's not even a sports guy. He's an art major. He makes paintings with his fingers.
So wait a minute. Okay. I think there's another issue there.
So you just don't like him. Okay, so why don't we do this? Let's get on the line with a bunch of our listeners who may have some advice for you. I mean, I think you should be proud. You've got a daughter who's going to college.
I am proud, but I'm also disappointed. I'm walking the line here, and I need help.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232. Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Wow, already with something to say. Priscilla over in Oviedo.
This dad, I can't believe what I just heard. That is just so selfish.
Wow.
I think there's a piece he's really missing there, right? Because he's seeing himself when, meanwhile, this is not about him at all. This is about her going off and doing her thing.
Priscilla, can you hang on the line for us and give us 6 minutes? Because we want to hear what you have to say.
Sure.
K92.3. The Panic Button.
Join the conversation.
With Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Wrong with Priscilla right now. Priscilla, you just heard our guy Dirk freaking out about his daughter going to FSU.
I think he is being absolutely ridiculous. That is so selfish of him. I think he should be so proud that his daughter got into two schools to begin with.
Absolutely.
That's quite an accomplishment. He should be incredibly proud that she has choices and multiple scholarships. And if she's been in a relationship with this guy for years, he needs to trust his daughter that she can make her own decisions. And I think it's just so selfish about this silly family tradition going to school. I feel like that just gives more pressure to go to the opposite way.
I think a lot of dads forget the fact that if they want a relationship with their kids once they reach a certain age, it's not a guarantee like it was when they were younger,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So
right.
If whatever he does wrong here could actually mean the next 10, 20, 30 years
push
what
her away.
She wants to do.
Yeah.
You know, and remember, the kids choose where you go. When you're older, if you go to a home that actually takes care of you, or you're just eating tapioca, you know?
Slater, you know what, though? I will have to say, I'm just thinking, you know, we hear the passion behind Dirk's voice being a UM fan, and she's going to Florida State. Those are two big football schools. I cannot imagine. This is the tension now. Just wait for football season.
Well, and all the rivalry that's going to come from granddad, grandpa, dad, everybody who's on that side of the family once she's wearing those colors. Hey, I appreciate you chiming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Priscilla.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
It's Bailey Zimmerman here on K92.3. We'll have more about him in the All Access with Chloe at the end of the hour. But right now, we've got a panic button, and this one's interesting.
So we've been talking to Dirk this morning. His daughter wants to go to Florida State. He comes from a generation of University of Miami fans. His grandfather, great-grandfather went there.
He's not having it. What's your name?
That guy needs to cut the umbilical cord.
Oh,
so wait a minute. What does that mean? That means let your daughter do what she wants to do.
Listen, she's an adult. She, you know, she's going to school. She's making good out of herself. If he's a bad person, she'll figure it out herself. She doesn't need dad telling her that.
And not only is she an adult, I mean, she's 18 years old, but the fact that like her dad is not celebrating the fact that she has a full ride scholarship to go to school.
Yeah,
he is happy about that.
He should be happy that. Yeah.
He's not happy about her going to the other school and ruining what the whole family has done. They've got a great track record.
And I just looked up on WebMD, the umbilical cord connects to the mom, not the dad.
I know, but you would think it was him because the way he acted.
Oh, yeah. I like it.
Now I understand.
You're amazing. You know what? You call back anytime.
All right, bye.
Oh, man, the fellas of Low Cash here at K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. Speaking of cash, we're talking about high cash coming up at 8 o'clock, $1,000 your way with a simple keyword that you're going to text in. Okay, so we're trying to help Dirk out. Dirk, I'm just trying to paint the picture of what this would matter if grandpa, hold on, if dad, grandpa, great-grandpa all went to University of Miami.
Right.
And then you're going to be the daughter in the lineage that says, well, I'm going to go to FSU.
And there's nothing wrong with that. She got a full ride scholarship to go to Florida State. She's busted her booty, worked really hard in high school. Do you know how difficult it is to have an opportunity to get a full ride to a college university nowadays? And that's something that he needs to be celebrating.
It's going against, though, the colors, the passion, everything that they have as a bond, as a family.
And clearly there's enough money in the bank account that he's like, I would actually like to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars. Because, right, if she is doing this because she's kind of chasing a boyfriend, right? Let's remember that part. The guy that she's seeing is going to that FSU school. Yeah. That's why she wants to do it.
That's
I think that is
pissed.
Really why. Yes. Yes, wholeheartedly. And I understand that because we don't know anything about this guy that she's seeing.
He's an art major.
Yeah, he's an art major. He's one of us. You know, like the
three in here.
He could be the next person like that. So I feel for this dad in that he has to make a choice to sit back and just say, you know what?
Embrace it.
Yeah, it's not going to work out for you, bro.
Okay, you going to help Dirk out?
Hey, good morning. I'd love to speak to Dirk.
Oh, yeah, to Dirk. Yeah, you have any advice for him?
Yeah, well, I mean, I want to know. But one, did he go to college? Two, why is he freaking out why they're going to FSU versus Miami? They're both the wrong schools.
Uh-oh. No. Okay, where'd you go to school?
Oh, the University of Florida, of course.
Oh, yeah. You're a Gator. That All makes right. sense.
Chop, chop.
And three, did he sounds like his parents did. He sounds like his wife's parents probably did. When he went to college and he was trying to date his wife, I feel like he has no perspective right now.
Mm.
He, what you guys were trying to tell him that he's grateful that his daughter's going into college, he didn't even listen to you. He said, yeah, whatever. I want to hear that I'm right, and I want to hear that the guy that my daughter's dating is a loser, and that's all I want to hear. I feel like he already has his mind up before he even came on the radio.
Wow, okay.
A lot of times we're a last resort of that person doesn't have anybody on their side, and they're just trying to get one other person, you know, and it makes it really, really tough, especially with a case like this.
I've dated those. Oh, absolutely. I've dated the girls whose dads really didn't like me, and all it did was make them want to date me harder.
Yeah.
Oh my God, man. That's great.
I think he needs to look at this in a different way, and it might help him out a lot. And if he lays off the guy a little bit and maybe shows a little bit of support, his daughter might not push back as hard, and she might realize that the guy's a schmuck.
It's important.
And not only that, do you know how excited she'd be moving day if he was rocking that Florida State proud dad shirt?
He's never going to wear those colors.
Well, thank you for calling in. Go Gators.
Hey, I appreciate it. I hope you guys have a blessed day. I love the show.
You too, brother. Aww,
thank you.
Thank man. You. Thank you.
And good luck this football season.
Chomp, chomp.
All right, well, what do you guys think about what should happen in this scenario? I mean, we already kind of gave a little bit of our opinions, which is I just think that he should be happy that she got two scholarships.
Absolutely.
I think if this is the one kid that ends up going off of the University of Miami path, then so be it.
And not only that, they're both great universities. And she's still in Florida. It's not like she's going out of state.
Yes.
And it's free. He doesn't have to worry about anything.
Look, exactly.
Yes.
That's important.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
Talking to Jason. Jason, if you can, tell us a little bit about this date that you're risking your reputation for on the air. I mean, we're doing this live on the radio.
The date went great. Vivian is awesome. We had a really good time. I feel like it was not stressful. It seemed like we had a pretty natural rapport. She seemed to think the things I was into was cool, and I liked what she was talking about. We had tapas. We had drinks. It was a really nice date.
Hey, so let me ask you a question, because a lot of the second dates that we've had lately are when guys say too much. Like, we had a guy who was a cheater, and he revealed that he had cheated on the past two girls that he was with. You didn't say anything like that, right?
No, nothing like that. Not at all. No. It was very cool.
Did y'all have those conversations just about family, religion?
Yeah, do you make a good living?
Careers?
Yeah, we talked about our careers. I am a pharmaceutical rep. She's in marketing.
Good for you.
We talked about our interests, you know, the things, our passions in life. And yeah, it was it just felt really like getting to know somebody, and I liked what the person I was getting to know. You know, I felt like she felt the same way.
Oh, wow.
That's why it's so weird that the connection seems to be broken.
I don't know. Those pharmaceutical reps, everything I know about them is that they're big flirts. Do you have to do that? Because honestly, there's a lot of doctors and stuff. Those lady doctors, I know they like Slater. To throw down.
Well, yeah, you have to have an outgoing personality, you know, sure.
Maybe okay, she's worried about that, feeling insecure that you're going around all these ladies.
Mom.
No, I didn't get that impression.
Okay, well, thank you for trusting us. We've got Vivian's number from you. We're going to call her right now and see if we can find out what's going on, okay?
Sure, thank you.
Hello?
Yes, looking for Vivian, please.
This is she. Who's this?
Vivian, my name's Obi. You've got Chloe there.
Hi.
And then Slater.
That's my name.
So there's three of us. We do a morning show, morning radio show for K92.3.
Huh? What? Why are you calling me? I have nothing to say to you guys.
Aww, that's not very nice.
Oh, so wait a minute. So we are giving you a $75 gift card to go on a date with a guy that you already went on a date with. You're familiar with Jason, right?
Seriously?
Yeah.
So Jason called us and told us that he went on this dinner date with you, Vivian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said it went really good, and he makes a good living and wants to share his money with you.
I hear a laugh, but that is really not a good laugh. Vivian,
anything? Are you guys joking around with me right now?
No. So we really do have a $75 gift card to give you towards a second date with Jason.
Is there anything we can go back and tell him to let him down easy?
Yeah, tell him to grow up. He's not 20 years old.
Okay.
But did he not tell you what happened on the date?
No. Outside of a good conversation.
Oh, good conversation about himself, you mean. All I know is that he is stuck in some boy band dream world where he thinks him and his band are awesome, which they're not.
But he told us he's a pharmaceutical rep.
Maybe by day, but at night, I guess he throws on a cape and turns into this, you know, boy band. Like, he wants to be like LFO.
Like who?
LFO.
Exactly.
I haven't heard from them in a long time.
Yeah, they had this, what was that, Summer Girls? Back in like 2000. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Okay, so what, he's in a band?
He is, I want to say mid-40s. But he's in a band, and they play gigs locally. And, you know, initially I was like, oh, that's pretty interesting. Tell me a little bit more about it. And he whipped out his phone and started showing me video after video after video on YouTube of him and his band performing.
So what does he do? He plays, like, guitar or the drums?
He plays the guitar and sings.
And what, you didn't like his performance?
There was no oomph. There was nothing. They dressed like they were rock stars, and he didn't even sound that good.
But if he's doing it really just for fun with his buddies, he has a career. He has a great career, you know, and it's just on the side.
I mean, it didn't sound that way when he was talking to me. It sounded like he wanted this to be his career.
Oh,
okay.
Well,
and so what? You just don't like his style? You don't like the way he sounded? And then you just never called him back?
Well, here's my thing. First of all, if you're going to go on and on and on and on about yourself, make it something really interesting. I get the video. You show me one. Let's move on. Let's talk about me. Let's talk about both of our interests. But that wasn't the case. It was all about him and his band and how they did this gig and that gig and this gig. And after about 40 minutes of that, I was done.
Oh, he wants to be a rock star.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I mean, boy bands, are they rock stars? Like, does anybody consider them that? When you think of, like, NSYNC or Backstreet, you go, rock stars.
I mean, pop stars, definitely, yeah.
Right.
Okay, so why don't we do this? Because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. We do have Jason on the line. He had a chance to hear all this, Vivian. Jason?
Yes?
Now you found out the truth.
First of all, why would you even embarrass yourself?
I didn't say I want to be LFO. I said that LFO back in the day was our rival band. this the group I'm in, we were together at that time when we were 20, and now we've gotten back together now that our lives are established and we have free time. We've gotten back together, and it's actually really good because we're more mature as
everybody's
people.
Doing
so
that.
Oh, so
and
wait a minute.
Sid just did that.
So, Jason, wait a minute. So, this group that you currently perform with is a group that you used to perform with back in the late 90s?
Yes, that's right.
Interesting. Wow. And now you guys have gotten back together again.
Well, I think this is all wonderful and great, but really what it comes down to is this something that you want to pursue as like your full-time career eventually, or are you going to stay a pharmaceutical rep as well?
I mean, I'm going to stay a pharmaceutical rep, and if this thing caught fire, then yeah, I wouldn't mind phasing out one and going to the other, but I'm not putting all my eggs in that basket.
Okay.
You know,
wow.
It's not like I'm counting on that. It's like, no, but I am pursuing it seriously.
Right. That's so cool.
And I thought, and Vivian did not give me the impression that she, you know, was like bored to tears looking at it. She was laughing. She was, you know, I mean,
it's called, I don't know, being polite.
It's called what, Vivian?
Being polite.
Being polite.
Oh, wow. Mm.
Well, your vibe is quite different now.
Well, so Vivian, now that you know the group's history, I mean, that's kind of fun, right? A group getting back together now that they're older. I mean, I think that's kind of cool.
It is and it isn't. It's cool if you want to talk about it and say this is what we're doing this week. You want to come and join us. You want to come and see us. But to go on and on and on about it, it's right. more obsessive. And I'm not into that.
Okay, that's well then, second date, guys. I mean, that's all it boils down to. Vivian, I mean, really, it's up to you. Second date?
No, thank you.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, I know what the next song's going to be about.
Oh, boy.
Bye. that's wrong.
Slater.
That's insane. Don't do it.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K92.3 app.
You got to love those classics on the K92.3 playlist.
Oh, yeah.
It is Obi, Chloe, Slater. This is K92.3 with another opportunity for you to get the hookup. We're calling it Camp K92.3,
yeah.
Where we're trying to send you off to Houston to go see two amazing artists.
Yes, Luke Combs, as well as our girl Haley Witter. She's opening up for him out in Texas.
Okay, so we had a second date update where that dude was telling us that he had a boy band back in the day. As a matter of, he said that they rivaled LFO. Like, I had to, like, really take my mind back to LFO.
Yeah, they what was that? Summer Girls?
New Kids on the Block and a bunch of hits.
Okay. We all know that.
Sing
so
it.
Now that they're older, they're trying to start the band back up again and doing things. So I wanted to ask you guys if you guys ever had dreams that you had to put to a pause. Sometimes dreams you just have to kill just because it's a new season of your life.
Wait, before we say that, this guy reminded me so much of you, Obi, because you always wanted to be in a boy band.
Well, yeah. So I started radio first in high school. And yes, that's when Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, Mandy Moore,
I still
all popping from this town.
I think that you could be because Obi's always singing in here in studio and like has all the harmonies.
Yeah, but you're not too late.
Yeah, but you got to know. You got to know when to put a wet towel on a hot dream because, I mean, I'm 43 years old, guys. It's not like I'm trying to be on posters and teens throwing themselves
at. Not to disagree, but New Kids on the Block, I saw. They just celebrated like their 50th anniversary. I think those guys are like 92 years old now.
But
so I don't know. It's math. But what was your dream then?
I think dream was to be a Hollywood star, you know, be in movies and stuff like that. Yeah. And I think in high school, I drove up to the local radio station. And that's where I asked for a job, and they made some things work, and I was able to work in high school. So this kind of always was in the vein of what was going to end up for my life. But Chloe, let's go to ladies first.
Oh goodness. Well, I never thought I'd fall into radio. I got my degree at UCF in hospitality event management. I thought I was going to go plan events for the rest of my life. That was totally what I loved doing. But I think for me, growing up, I always had this dream of like, ooh, maybe one day I could be on the LPGA and play professional women's golf. And I wish I would have committed myself more to the game. For me, it was a lot more social and hanging out with all my girlfriends. I loved it. I took lessons. I practiced. I work hard. But I knew that if I put in probably, and my parents still tell me to this day, just a little bit more effort, I could have probably ended up playing in college. And who knows, maybe taking it to the next level. That dream, obviously, sir, you know, it's gone, but I still do love playing golf, and that's how I still get my fix.
So it sounds like your friends, you're blaming your friends.
I just was a social butterfly, and I was very, you know, always wanted to be with my friends and around everybody, and
Man.
So... yeah, my social life sometimes took a little bit more precedent than my, you know, game of golf.
Okay,
yeah.
Slater.
It happens. So growing up, I was big into sports. I still really like watching sports. But playing, I realized at a young age that my dream of being Michael Jordan was not going to be possible. My mother had to sit me down when I was 17, and she said,
17?
She said, I know that you think you want to do this, and I didn't want to be a basketball star. I wanted to be Michael Jordan, because he seemed like the all-around perfect guy, right? Had a bunch of kids, had a bunch of money. Also, saw him on the McDonald's commercials all the time. He ate like I don't know how you eat McDonald's and actually get to, you look like Michael Jordan, but I wanted that. And then my next dream was actually when I started radio, and it was to be the next Ryan Seacrest and to do that. So, and now I see Ryan Seacrest and I'm like, I think I'm good being me.
Like, that's a busy life.
Yeah, he gets picked up by Jelly Roll all the time, thrown all around.
I'm just so glad you said that you knew you're not going to be a basketball star. That you're like, I don't really want to be a basketball star like Michael Jordan, because we saw your skills. I mean, nothing against you, Slater, but I'm glad you chose the path that you did, because I don't know if basketball was in your cards.
People always ask this because I'm 6'4".
Your height's
four.
There. Your height is definitely
they
there.
They go, oh, give it
but
to him. He can slam dunk. And I'm like, no, nope. No, no, I cannot.
Barely dunk an Oreo. I do want to say, though, for anybody who graduated from college, anybody who's getting out of high school right now, you're listening to three people in here that we totally had different directions in mm-hmm. which we wanted to go. And now look at where we are. And you know what? I wouldn't have it any other way with the way that we've been changed by the community, the way
Absolutely.
That we've been able to influence the community. I mean, it's a big responsibility.
Yeah.
And dream big. You know, don't give up on those dreams. Like, even now, we have our own dreams and our own goals still. They've changed and they've shifted since yes. we were younger, but that's life.
Okay, now don't have a dream to be called into the principal's office as an adult the way that Slater has.
Yeah, it is officially.
What have you done now, bro? You don't even go to that daycare.
No, I mean, I'm doing the math. The last time that I was actually called into the principal's office was 21 years ago, and now I officially am back in there today. I'll share with you next why.
Darius on K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. It is Obi, Chloe, Slater, a station that we love to call ourselves Camp. K92.3 throughout the summer. We've drummed up all these really fantastic destinations and trips and artists that are part of them, like Haley Witters and Luke Combs. 9 o'clock is your next opportunity to get that flyaway to Houston. All right, Slater.
Chloe,
what'd you do this time?
Feel my hand.
I don't want to touch your hands.
It's all wet. Thank you. I have the sweats. It's called the sweats, right? When your palms are like sweaty, your knees are, what
palms
does Eminem
are sweaty.
Say?
Yeah. Yeah, arms are heavy.
Honestly, I got mom's spaghetti all over my shirt is what I have, because I am being called into the principal's office. My daughter, Olivia, who's in kindergarten, going into first grade. I guess they have end of the year meetings. The principal at the school is also going to be there. And I have not sat down with the principal in a very long time. Like, I met with the principal, you go, oh, you're the principal. Great.
The preliminaries.
But the back and forth. But actually, like, a review with the teacher and a couple of the other people. Since she was born premature, she weighed 2 pounds, 11 ounces, was in the NICU for 41 days. There's some stuff that she needs some special time with. And I asked, hey, could we actually, like, get a review? And she's like, yeah, why don't you come in? And I'm like, oh, no. Immediately, that was my reaction. Now, I didn't say it because it wasn't over the phone. I didn't type, oh, no, in the email. But I wanted to, because I didn't know what to expect. How am I supposed to impress the principal?
Who is it in this room today? It's you, the principal?
There's going to be five people. Olivia's
your
mom
daughter's
and,
teacher.
And I. I don't think Olivia will be there.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's going to be the five of us in the room.
Okay.
Am I supposed to bring gifts to something like this?
No.
Because I already gave like an end of the year teacher gift.
Yeah, I think
so
you're
good.
I think you're good. Are you prepared for whatever she's going to have to say?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you have a preparation for counter attacks if she's like, well, your daughter's eating glue? You know, and you're like, well, your glue's tasty.
What?
You need
something
counters.
Like that.
You need counterattacks.
Well, how much? Yeah. That's what I will say. And I will like to see the empty tubes of paste is what I would like. So I do have, what do they call it? Like an ace up the sleeve in the poker world.
Okay.
So I know your mom, Chloe, she is really good with this and actually has worked with students pretty much all her life in that capacity. So I reached out and I asked her, and she gave me some questions to make sure that they are doing what they're supposed to and put them on their heels. Because I think that's recommended, right? To make sure that the education's where it's supposed to be.
Well, and I think just as a parent, you want to know the baseline of where your kiddos are at as well.
Okay. What do you do? Obi, you've been in this role schooling-wise the last, 8 years?
Oh, yeah.
Since Zach was in kindergarten and at that point. 9 years even.
Yeah, and so we've never had a principal meeting.
You've never done this? This isn't a normal thing?
I mean, there's teacher meetings, right? Parent-teacher meetings. No. There's orientations. There's meet the teachers.
Now I'm thinking it's something bad. It's not a normal thing that just happens?
Is this something that you requested?
No, I asked for like a rundown of how the year went and how I worded it very nonchalantly. And she came back with, why don't we sit down?
Yes.
That's great. Absolutely. Great. So then you guys can all be on the same page, look over everything over the last year for Olivia.
Go to Publix, $6.99, some flowers. Just show up just so this way you show a little extra I'm that kind of dad.
One bouquet of flowers, and I individually, like The Bachelor, hand each flower out.
That sounds like something you do.
You guys something I would do?
Don't take a good idea and mess it up, bro. Come on.
The thing that's nerve-wracking is they have the little tables and the little chairs, and that's where the meeting is. It's at one of those where the kids sit.
Oh, where you guys would sit around in a circle for books.
I immediately
feel together.
Yeah, and they stand up. The teachers all stand up, and then I'm sitting down at this little.
Well, you're not going to fit in one of those chairs. So I can promise you that's not where you're sitting at over 6 feet.
I am genuinely nervous, not of what's going to be said, but what's supposed to actually happen.
God, you
I
know what?
I should ask more questions.
Well, this is to our listening audience who's listening right now. To all you teachers who have to have those sit downs, right? Mm-hmm. To all the parents who you've been called in and you have to sit down and hear what little Johnny's been doing and you're like, that's not my kid.
Yeah. Right. Well, and some of those conversations are a lot tougher than, as a parent, when you walk in, you expect them to be. So, well, good luck today.
Obi, Chloe and Slater. K92.3.
Orlando's number one for new country.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.